Let's see. The word from the FAA is flight. Let's see. What is it? Flight delays. Flight cuts now 6%. Tom Dempsey is News Nation's Washington, D.C. correspondent, and he has more on what's going on now with the House. Are they still planning to vote to reopen the government Wednesday afternoon, Tom?
Yeah, good morning from Washington, D.C. I'm actually at the White House as we speak right now. So this whole government shutdown, here we are, week six of this government shutdown right now, and now the big focus shifts to the House. House Speaker Mike Johnson, the leader of the Republicans there, going to be trying to get together enough votes so the government can reopen. Yes, you are correct. Wednesday afternoon, it looks to be the time when the House is going to be coming back together. This is the first time that House lawmakers will be together. First time in about over 50 days, so since the government shutdown began. But, you know, we're not necessarily there yet. The Senate obviously passed this government spending bill. It was a 60-40 vote, eight Democrats crossed the aisle to make sure it got over the finish line. But again, we're not necessarily there yet as far as, you know, the government shutdown ending this week. Republicans hold about a two-vote margin in the House right now. And, you know, House Speaker Mike Johnson can only afford to lose only just a small number of Republicans. So we're not necessarily there yet, as I keep saying. But, you know, obviously a big hurdle was cleared yesterday when the Senate voted to approve this government spending package.
If you're to believe the polling, it seemed like the Republicans were getting more of the blame here in recent days for the shutdown. So were you surprised, Tom, that the Democrats came around?
Well, it's interesting, you know, you bring up polling, and, you know, also just last week, a huge story was Election Day and some of the momentum that was being felt by Democrats following, you know, big wins at the Virginia governor's race, the New Jersey governor's race, you know, the New York City mayoral race to a certain extent. So, you know, this deal in the Senate to get it over the finish line really frustrated and angered some Democrats. You know, they were accusing Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of not doing enough to rein in some of these votes that ultimately helped clear the government spending package. So, you know, was I surprised? I'm kind of in that realm of nothing really surprises me too much now, being in Washington, D.C. and covering Congress. But, you know, you have to think, you know, from a lawmaker's perspective, you're getting these calls into your office, and, you know, you're hearing some of the frustration from people like, you know, SNAP recipients who are worried about where their next meal might come from, air traffic controllers who are working without a paycheck, some of them having to take a second job just so they can pay bills. You know, you're hearing from just, you know, regular Americans who weren't necessarily directly impacted by the shutdown too much until those flight delays or those flight cancellations happened. So more and more of those calls were coming in. So I wasn't necessarily too surprised to see enough Democrats say, all right, let's get this over the finish line.
Yeah, no, I get it. They felt do it now, at least get something in return. Although the consensus seems to be that the Democrats did not get that much in return, did they?
Yeah, well, that was the huge part of this government shutdown has been, you know, at least for Democrats, has been to try and get Affordable Care Act subsidies that are expiring at the end of the year. The big effort by the Democrats is to get those extended. And, you know, this Senate deal, this big, you know, Senate vote that got it over the finish line of the Senate did not include any, you know, specific language to extend those Affordable Care Act subsidies. You know, it's important to note, you know, when it comes to this health care issue, Democrats saying that costs could skyrocket for many Americans across the country. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, he's the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, he has promised a vote on that issue, on whether or not to extend those Affordable Care Act subsidies. He's promised a vote on that issue before the end of the year. But here's the thing, that's only the Senate side. And the House, you know, would also have to clear the House. And House Speaker Mike Johnson has not committed to anything in regards to that issue. So it still faces an uncertain future, and that's why you're seeing a lot of this frustration being voiced by Democrats.
I was really thinking we were going to hear about a proposal, and tell me what you think of this. And keep in mind, this is coming from somebody who doesn't know anything about anything. Why not put something in a bill that says, in the event of a future government shutdown, air traffic controllers and TSA employees will be exempt, and they will continue to get paid? Nobody's brought that up. Oh, and I don't know why they haven't.
No, you know, it's really interesting because in a government shutdown, it reminds you of just how crucial of a job air traffic controllers are and just how needed they are. And you know, these staffing shortages were not necessarily new to the government shutdown. There have been efforts by the federal government to get more air traffic controllers hired, and, you know, get them more trained and stuff like that. But, you know, to answer your question, I think it is important to note, too, that the Senate deal that did cross the finish line does include funding for until next September. So even beyond, you know, the current government spending levels, it extends things like SNAP benefits and it extends things like veterans benefits where, you know, obviously there were some very big questions going around if those would continue during the government shutdown and concerns over getting that assistance. But, you know, in regards to air traffic controllers, sure, I think that's absolutely, at the very least, is brought back into the conversation just how crucial of a job that is and maybe, you know, addressing that in the future, like that pay issue that you brought up.
Yeah, if my bill were enacted, maybe people would not be afraid to pick that as a career, air controller. And we're, you know, we're desperately low in that department. But,
absolutely.
Tom, see what you can do about, you know, working my bill through the Congress and the House, will you? I appreciate the reporting. And it's Tom Dempsey, News Nation in Washington, D.C. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.